It's a long one, and it's very cool, and a lot of you guys have requested it. It's a flashback from a previous show, and it's Rudy singing the La La song by Ashley Simpson. So that is going to be coming up in just a few minutes here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. In our next hour, we'll be speaking with Dr. Jim Sadler, and he's been watching Sex and the City reruns, so something's going on at his house as a result of that. Dr. Jim Sadler coming up, and it's all about marriage and threesomes and, you know, like that. In 2 weeks, I think we'll make it. In fact, you might want to give him a call, Harry. You might want to call Doug and have him redo the banner to say the 29th. We'll wait for you to come back from vacation. We'll do another webcast, and this will be our second, and this is going to be, really, in terms of quality, a step up from our first. We now have three cameras in our control room. We have two here in the main control room in the studio, and then we have one in our screening room. So when you watch our webcast in 2 weeks, you'll be able to see the show from a lot of different angles. And you have to have a backstage pass to get that. It's $6.95. You go to our website, www.philhendryshow.com, and you will be able to check that out. And you know, sign up for your webcast. Now, the reason why we want Harry back to screen is screening our show is a very arduous task, and we want to do a good show every day, particularly when we're doing webcasts. You know, it's funny, as long as I'm on the subject of screening, we just don't, you know, put any call on the air. Now, I don't know about other talk shows, and I really don't even want to call myself, you know, a talk show. But we don't just put any call on the air. And to get on the air on our show, we have certain requirements, and that's just all there is to it. You can't argue your way on. You can't, you know, crank your way on. People who call us repeatedly, we lock their phone number in. Sprint gives us a readout of all the phone numbers that have come in. And we find people, and then we bring down a house on them. Back after 9/11, we got a call from this guy from the New York City area. And he called, and he called, and he called. And it was a lot of threats and screaming and yelling. Well, what he didn't know was we had his number now by virtue of the fact that he was calling. And he'd called from a couple of different numbers, too. So that doesn't even save your butt. And, boy, that guy, I would have loved to have seen his face, man, when New York City police knocked on his door that day. And I did hear that he was totally shocked. And when they told him what it was all about, then he went into this whole tirade about how much my show sucked. Like it mattered to those cops. Yeah, but you don't understand. This guy's show. Yeah, that's great. So, you know, that's just part and parcel of what we do in our radio show. It's very, very important, and we do appreciate it. If you watch our webcast, you'll see it, too. In fact, you watch. I've gotten more email from people saying, oh, I watch you screen this show. Man, you are harsh. No, we're not harsh. We're not harsh at all. We're very polite to people that are polite with us. Very polite with people who are polite with us. If we can't use your call, we say thank you very much. We hang up. We don't get into a long conversation. We need for you to get to your point fast. I mean, it's pretty quick. It probably puts off a few people who think that should spend more time chatting with them, but we don't simply have the time to do that. It's almost as if you're not calling really. You're not calling, you know, a regular retail outlet to find out if they've got the, you know, the girls' bobby socks on sale.
Well, hold on for a minute. Let me check.
You know. No, it's more like you're calling into an air traffic control center, and there's four guys looking at screens. You know, you ever seen those guys? And they're chain smoking, and they're drinking coffee. You ever hung out with air traffic controllers? There was a bar I used to go to in Atlanta. I'd get off the air on Saturday nights. I'd get off the air around midnight, and I'd go down to this bar up in Buckhead, and it was a great bar back in the day. Now it's a disco. It's a dump now. It's like, you know, cover to get in, and creeps everywhere. But back then, it was a neighborhood joint. And the air traffic controllers from Atlanta's Hartsfield Airport would go up there and hang out. And the stories that I heard, you people don't know how close to death you... I'm joking. They never said anything like that. But when you're calling our show, that's exactly what you're calling into. It's a very high-pressure thing. So we're real cool with people that are cool with us. People that are not cool with us, we are not cool with them. And we do, if you repeat your abuse, we do bring down a ton of freaking bricks on your head. I mean, we will lock in your phone number, and you will be arrested. It's a misdemeanor. Not a big rap, you're right, but I guarantee, man, you will find something in your shorts when one day you're just kind of having yourself a donut and a cup of coffee, and the man shows up at your door. and you find out, and your wife finds out that it was you cranking my show, and your neighbors are all looking at it. Oh, yeah, it happened. See, we don't screw around. Like, some people, doesn't bother them. Us, we got too much to do. All right, so tonight, as I said, we have Dr. Jim Sadler, and we also are going to be reading a little bit of email that we get from people from time to time. Bob Bakian will be on with us. Apparently, he's going to try to interview Michael J. Fox regarding a meeting that he had on stem cell research. The Prince of Darkness show makes a return tonight. You know, that's Satan's talk show. He'll be back. And Steve Bozell, I think, is going to pay a visit. Apparently, he got upset with a pinata that he bought for his daughter April Jr.'s birthday. That's his daughter's name, April Jr. Also, Art Bell is going to be joining us, along with General Johnson Jameson, and the whole space shuttle thing. Apparently, they had to call off the launch again. They had another problem, and you know, the last thing they want is another one of those things blowing up on top of everything else blowing up around here. You know, back in the day when the Challenger went up, it was pretty shocking. Now, with everything blowing up, buses, trains, the World Trade Center, we don't need another one of them. So they didn't want that thing to blast off. I don't pay attention to the space program anymore, but it's not that I don't like it or I don't appreciate it. I think it's great. I think whatever they're doing. But I'm at the point right now where I've seen enough launches. Man, I want on one of those things, and I want on now. I want to ride on it. What, bud?
You ever notice it looks like a penis?
Oh, God. Okay, I got to take a break. All right, now coming up is our flashback request. We've had a bunch of requests for this baby. Rudy singing the La La song coming up on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. And he says, hey, Phil, can you play the Rudy Canosa bit where he's singing about the Ashley Simpson song, The La La? I love that part in particular when Bud thinks she's saying, you can dress me up in turds. It makes me want to try it, not really. Anyway, here it is. Rudy Canosa. This gentleman has requested to come on the air because you were on my show before, sir?
Yes, I was on your program. This is Rudy Canosa. I am the owner of Japan Lingerie.
Yes, sir. I recall you.
I was at the time told by one of your callers that I was a pig and a liar.
Were you insulted by one of my callers?
I was certainly insulted by one of your callers who was an Argentinian woman who claimed that I was a liar. Because I had the express on your program.
You're the gentleman who was talking about your products, your lingerie.
But I was also speaking of a tradition among Argentinian men. When you see a woman who is attractive, a woman who you wish to make feel special, you go to her with what we call the Lala.
Now I remember.
Well,
and I do recall your conversation with the lady. I can't control my callers.
You can't control your callers, I understand, but I wanted to at least afford myself the opportunity, if I could, to prove to you that this is, in point of fact, something that does exist in my culture and has transported itself to American culture. Currently, there is a very popular song that's currently out. It's Ashley Simpson. And
that's the sister of Jessica Simpson.
To my understanding, yes, I'm not sure, but she has a song called "The Lala."
And she has a song out now called "Lala."
Yes, I think it's called "You Make Me Wanna Go Lala." And so I called and sent the record over to your engineer.
You have that, Mark? And you have it queued up to the spot. So, what do you want us to do?
I would like you to play, and for your audience to hear.
Or if we're queued to the spot, because I can't take the whole night.
I understand, sir. If you would do me the pleasure.
Go ahead, hit it. All right, I got it. Okay. How do I get back to just hit which one? Hit Q. Okay. Go ahead, sir.
You see there, right there. She's "You Make Me Wanna Go The La La." Now.
All right, so you feel that you were trivialized?
Well, I was not only trivialized, but this cow from Argentina.
And please don't refer to my callers, my female callers, that way?
I
understand that you feel...
I was insulted by her.
I know that, but I would rather my female listeners not be referred to as cows.
But you had this woman from Argentina call. She said, and I'll never forget until the day that I rot in the earth, I'll never forget her words. If a man came up to me and said, "Lala," I would think he's some kind of a retard. And I will never forget that until the day I die, as I lay dying. I will remember that cow. The cow said that I was...
I don't want the word cow.
Forgive me, but can we...
Go ahead and play it again. Bud, have you got it?
Yeah, I got it right here in CD changer 3. 2, 1.
Don't count it down. Just hit the button, man.
I thought you said turn it up.
Jesus! Yeah?
You see, we took off.
And I said no.
Well, all right, but the woman called. She said, if a man said la 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 to me, I would call him a retard and I would run for my life. I have spent my life making women feel better about themselves. I spent my life trying to make a woman feel as if she is more than just a woman, that she is almost Greek in her stature, almost as if she is part of the pantheon of the gods. And for that cow, and yes, I will say the word, Mr. Henry, you cannot tell Rudy not to say the word. For the Argentinian cow to call and to say that if a man said to me the sacred la 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 la, I would think he's a retard.
Dude, you gotta understand.
I understand to your culture that's strange, but that Argentinian cow, she knew.
Well, so what are you telling me? That she did this just to embarrass you?
Of course she did to embarrass me. It is my theory. And of course I cannot prove this, but it is my theory. She is a woman that I knew at one time in Argentina, who I told, you are dismissed now. Leave my home. I'm no longer interested in your cow. I told the cow to leave. The cow became upset, and the cow decides to call your program and call Rudy a retard. Cows will do this.
Can you play one more time?
Yes, please.
I'm not doing a music show here.
No, I understand that, but I am right now. I'm at UTM. I'm closing up, and I see the cows come in, and I see them want to look good, and I will say to them, once they look good, I would say, well, there you go. And they walk out, sort of with a quizzical look on their face.
Dude, I got to tell you, it just ain't anything I think American women are going to get, you know? And
the American women love it. They appreciate it. But the cow from Argentina, she does not understand. And so this is why I say, please understand culture, ladies and gentlemen, before you criticize it. Right there, Ashley Simpson singing a song. I will do anything. I will get on the ground. I will grunt like a hog. This is what the Lala does. You can make a woman grunt like a farm pig.
And you like that, huh?
Word.
Best part for that, for me, was cows will do this. That was the best part for me, man. Oh. Well, there's Rudy with the Lala. And that, you know... providentially, the Ashley Simpson tune. That kid's rebounding, ain't she? All that stuff about how she screwed up at the Super Bowl, well, who cares? The people that buy her records, like, they're really going to get hung up on that. Well, she got booed at the Super Bowl. Really? Gee, let me guess. There's nothing but men in the audience. She appeals mostly to chicks. Huh? Why wouldn't she get freaking booed? Was that who got booed at the Super Bowl, her?
At the Orange Bowl.
The Orange Bowl. How many people are in the Orange Bowl that's going to dig Ashley Simpson? She's all right. The reason why I dig her is because she signed a poster for us. She didn't really. You know, R.C. Collins was actually out to see her at the... R.C., are you there?
Yes, sir, I am.
Can you tell me about... She was at a signing right across the street.
Yes, sir, that is correct. Ms. Simpson was there with personnel from her record label, and I, along with other members of our... cadet junior class, went to see her at the signing.
Now, you got into some trouble. I remember you...
Well, we do wear a uniform, and someday we'll go to Iraq to fight for the country. And we felt, given the fact that we had our cadet uniforms on, which are very smart blue cadet cap, cadet car coat, and patent leather shoes, we felt that we would be... allowed to go to the front of the line. When we were not allowed to go to the front of the line, it was at that time that we decided, we'd have to improvise and adapt.
What you guys did is you pushed your way to the front of the line.
We improvised.
Okay, you improvised. So, excuse me, did you ever meet her?
No, we did not meet her. And it was at that time that I determined that Ashley Simpson... is probably, and I can't be quoted on this, but I did at that time consider her most probably to be a slut. And that,
yeah, thanks, man.
Well, she's a filthy slut.
There you go. That's the That's the military academy. Your kids should go to the military academy. It's a very cool thing. All right, coming up, we got we're going to have who? Oh, yeah, Dr. Jim Sadler will be joining us in a few minutes here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. You know, I just got to thinking about something when Chris Norton was talking about that whole profiling thing. It suddenly occurred to me that London bombing. Man, if you don't think there wasn't profiling over there, there sure is now. Profiling. I love these people who talk to you about the Patriot Act and how profiling is unnecessary in securing the country. And I just saw a news article about how this guy that just took over the Homeland Security, already they want miracles, you know. And, well, what are you doing? What are you doing? Anyway, we got to make the place more secure. Now, this is the real thing now. Make it more secure. Have you heard anybody yapping Patriot Act lately? Not since they blew a freaking train up, you haven't. Hey, man, I don't want it to happen. But if one of those things goes off over here, you ain't going to hear anybody saying boo about the Patriot Act. And you damn sure ain't going to hear no one saying, well, they're profiling everybody. They'll profile everybody. And they'll love it, too. You better thank God you're white, bud.
Every day.
Right. What a freak. 1-800-449-8686, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. So don't forget, our web address is www.philhendryshow.com, and that's where you can go and get your backstage pass. You can see it right there. It says Friday, July 22nd. Well, guess what? We've pushed it back a week to the 29th. So, Doug, you have to redo the banner. But nonetheless, it's your opportunity to watch us do our show. But first, we do want to bring to hell a lady who has, well, literally made it hell on earth for a lot of us. The old bitch that used to call every time you had a party. Here she is.
Where am I?
You're in hell, Mary. You know why?
Oh, no. God, no, please.
Yeah, no. Hold on to her, Beelzebub.
No, please, no.
Hold on to her. You know why you're in hell?
No, please, no.
You know why? Because you couldn't keep your nose out of people's business, calling up, telling them to turn music down, calling the police on a perfectly innocent party. You did that to a lot of people. You're going to cook.
No!
Oh, good. It's one of those things you put like in a roast beef and find out if it's done or not, right?
Yeah.
Go see if Mary's done.
Yeah. Oh, quit it. Oh, stop it.
Bring out our guest now tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Four guys. That I just think, you know, I don't want her singing anymore, okay? She's a drunk. Get her out of here. She's a freaking drunk. All right, I want to bring out now our very special guests. They are brand new to hell. They just arrived, and boy, are they surprised. The four suicide bombers from London. Let's welcome now Ahmed Abdul. Who the hell cares what their names are? Go ahead, guys.
Excuse me.
Just wait. Yeah.
Excuse me, are you Allah? Are you Muhammad? Are you the prophet?
No, I'm not the prophet. I'm the devil. You're in hell. You know?
No, no, you stop.
He said they're here. Why are we here?
Well, you're in hell because you murdered people. You committed cold-blooded murder. And there is no real heaven for people like you. I'm sorry.
No, that's not what the Quran teaches.
Don't tell me about the Quran. I don't know from the Quran. I just work here, right, Beelzebub? Don't mind him. He's an idiot.
No, I want the virgins.
There's no virgins here except Beelzebub. Maybe when's the last time you got laid, pal? I think you like him. He wants to have a threesome. Dr. Sadler is 53, 54. His wife, Mandy, is 20. This cat is... He's real different, baby. 1-800-449-8686. We're going to go to Bob Bacon. Bob, you've got news right now. I know Michael J. Fox has addressed the Senate. Is that correct?
Well, that is correct. Michael J. Fox, one of the most beloved movie stars, television stars in the United States, has addressed the Senate about stem cell research. And as you know, Michael J. Fox suffers from Parkinson's disease. It is a disease that is a degenerative disease of the nervous system. And stem cell research can hurt. Or excuse me, it's not hurt. It can help those people who are afflicted by Parkinson's and other neurological related diseases. But because the primary symptom, I suppose you could say, or affliction of Parkinson's is shaking and nervous tremors.
Absolutely. And he was talking to them about all of that today.
He was, fellow. We do have some sound here. Michael J. Fox arresting, talking with the Senate here about stem cell research. I'm just kidding around. Bob Bacon.
You gotta be putting me on. So he accepts that?
He said.
So in other words, the guy didn't have his tape recorder, so he decided that he would just do it himself, what Michael J. Fox sounded like, and it's... Get him back on the line. Bakian?
Bob Bakian, Phil.
Give me that Michael J. Fox thing one more time.
Michael J. Fox said to the Senate... Bob Bakian out.
It's your own fault.
Why is it my fault?
Guy's doing Eddie Van Halen gags, holding onto his tongue and everything, making fun of people with a speech impediment.
I suppose you're right, bud. I suppose I've done one too many speech impediment gags. Now I got Bakian doing a Michael J. Fox bit with his finger between his lips. 1-800-449-8686.
I don't know why you'd even get the number. Nobody wants to call you and talk to you after you've been a douche like that.
All right, I won't give the number out. This is the Phil Hendry Show. And welcome to the program. We take your phone calls on automotive repair and how to care for your car. We do prefer domestic cars. I got a little bit of a problem with foreign cars, but you know what? The world's changing. The world economy is changing. I understand that. And if you got any questions you have about that, you give me a call. Now, we're going to take a look at the news, and then we'll take your phone calls. And I saw the headline right here, and I will tell you that I'm not going to give my opinion about this because I am a very, very... I'm a loving man. I'm a giving man. I'm a man who wants all people to get together and feel good about each other. I get out of bed in the morning. I try to make myself feel good. I try to make my wife feel good. Try to make my kids feel good. I want everybody to just get along, right? So why is it a man like me gets out of bed and I got to read a headline like this? The Chinese are maybe going to buy a Unocal. Oh, God, does that hurt. But I'm going to move past it. Everything's going to be good. Don't worry about it. Let's take a call now here on Earl Pants Car Talk. And what's your question, sir?
You know, I got a Mercedes Benz. I want to, I put a diesel fuel in it. What's the matter? I tighten your jaws or something?
No, I'm good. You got a Mercedes Benz. The old Mercedes used diesel fuel. Yeah,
Yeah, you bet.
Okay. Well, real good, you know. Anyway, I love a show. I like to listen to a show called Car Talk.
You Chinese.
What?
Nothing. All right, let's take another phone call. Hi, you're on Earl Pants Car Talk.
Yeah, me again. Look, I bought a car, and it's a Rolls Royce. What are you having on that?
Now you listen to me, you Chinaman. All right, so the Chinaman did it to me. Okay, he did. Drove me around the bend. I wanted to come on here and have a nice show. And I got to read a headline that says, The Chinaman Buys Unocal. Well, let me tell you something, Unocal. Guess what? Yeah, you lost my business. I'm cutting up my Unocal credit card. If you sell to the Chinee, mister, we got business. Let's take another call. Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, I want to know something. Are you and Lenny home this weekend? Because I really love it.
I guess I've just been depressed, you know, ever since we moved up here to Mojave. Remember when you had that radio show? Yeah, I remember the radio show. I remember that, the day the Chinaman come to town. Man, you flipped out big time then, didn't you? Didn't want to have nothing to do with it. I'll never forget it as long as I live. Like I was saying, I was listening that day. You really flipped your lid, man. You went around the bend, baby. Look, why do you got to remind me of it, okay? Ever since Unocal sold out to the Chinese, and you know something? You know what bothers me more than anything else? I'll go down to the general store, I'll go down to the, just about anywhere I want to go, and I'll tell people, I'll say, do you understand a Chinaman is going to buy Unocal? Go, what? Huh? The dumbest sons of guns. None of them care. They didn't care about the tuna treaty with China. They didn't care about the new nuclear treaty with France. They didn't give a ding-dang about the new immigration policies vis-a-vis Belize and Costa Rica. And now I can't get them interested in the damn Chinaman. Well, hell, I think the whole big bunch of nothing. I don't bite more. Never mind me. I don't give a ding-dang. Yeah, you don't, because you're a big, dumb, freaking idiot. Chinese buying Unocal, man. That's that Union 76 ball, baby. Oh, who gives a crap? Freaking, if it runs in my lawnmower, it's good enough for me. Oh, why don't you get a little patriotism going, baby? You know, it was the white man that pulled oil out of the sands of Saudi Arabia. Oh, man, you'd never get away with crap like that on radio. Well, it still was a white man. That's right, I'm saying it. Oh, Earl... You're flipping out, baby. I'm not flipping out. Two white men went down there.
One an American, one an Englishman. And the sand jockey showed him where it was. Yeah, oh sure. Doesn't take much for a sand jockey to find where the oil is. But guess who pulled it out of the ground? Two white men. And what do I get? I get run out of town on a rail, just like Jimmy the Greek. Just like Al Campanis.
I guess you're planted butt up with a daisy in it, ain't you?
Yeah. But I'm coming back, man. I'm going to make a comeback. I see what Robert Schuller's doing. I see what a lot of those cats are doing. I'm going to do the same thing. Coming back with a Sunday morning preacher show. That'll set everybody free. You watch. I didn't have the love of God in my heart. Now I'm in front of all of you here to tell you that the only way to heaven is through the Word of God. Well, guess what I found out? Jesus was a Chinaman. Did you know that? No, you didn't, did you? Chinese straight through. Big fat yellow stripe right down his back. So I guess I'm going to have to quit this.